Texte numéro 15. Call for global lesson in religious respect. A global drive is needed to tackle the roots of extremism by making education systems in all countries teach respect for other religions, Tony Blair says. The former UK Prime Minister said it was foolish to spend billions on a military fight with Islamic extremism if intolerance is left undisturbed. As a matter of urgent global importance, he wants schools to teach the virtue of religious respect. This should be made a common global obligation, he said. In an article written for the BBC, Mr. Blair said the struggle against the Islamic State and the threat of terrorism needed to engage in the battle of ideas. All the security measures and all the fighting will count for nothing, he said, unless the intolerant ideas that feed into extremist violence were challenged. Mr. Blair, who has set up a foundation promoting a greater understanding of religions, said it was necessary to uproot the thinking of the extremists, not simply disrupt their actions. Especially foolish is the idea that we leave this process of the generational deformation of the mind undisturbed, at the same time as we spend billions on security relationships to counter the very threat we allow to be created. He argued that a forum such as the G20 should adopt plans for a common charter to be accepted by all nations and endorsed by the UN, which makes it a common obligation to ensure that throughout our education systems we are committed to teaching the virtue of religious respect. We should all teach that people who have a different faith are to be treated equally and respected as such. Mr. Blair said it was perplexing and alarming that the debate about radical Islamism too often failed to engage with education and the shaping of ideas. The incubators of radicalism need to be confronted, he argued, to prevent the spread of ideas that warp young and unformed minds. The challenge we face is to show young people, who are vulnerable to appeals from terrorists, that there is a better path to having their voice heard. The Director General of UNESCO has previously warned that neglecting education had become a security issue. She said that poor quality education was creating a volatile mix in many developing countries of illiteracy, unemployment, and the rise of extremism. Despite a global millennium pledge for all children to have access to primary school by 2015, UNESCO says this target is almost certain to be missed. International agencies have also highlighted a pattern in which students, teachers, and places of education have been deliberately targeted. A report published earlier this year showed that there had been 10,000 violent attacks on education. Adapted from BBC News, October 2014.